This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 2 weeks ago. Super excited to have this company on the show. Name of the company is Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. It's a holdings company. It's a technology platform for athletes and brands to redefine and unlock consumer and fan value. Open Locker builds highly engaged fan communities on blockchain, primarily for colleges and universities, using student athletes' names, images, and likeness, better known as NIL. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Howard Gosfriend. Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. Great to be here.
You know, there's been so much talk in the past. Should student athletes make money? Should the college pay them? I mean, you could sit here, if you're engaged in that kind of industry, you could talk about it all day long. That being said, if you could describe the industry, you are in size, opportunity. Where do you see this thing going to? I mean, can college kids make $1 million a year?
Well, great question. And this industry is so brand new, and we're already seeing some superstars making that kind of revenue for themselves, believe it or not.
That's
crazy. But in July of 21, the Supreme Court came around and ruled in favor that college students could make money on their name, image, and likeness. And an industry was born. And people were anticipating that this was going to happen. And at Open Locker, that was certainly anticipated. So immediately upon this ruling coming down, we went to the University of Connecticut men's basketball team, which is currently in the NCAA tournament doing quite well. And last season, we're able to issue a digital collectible on each one of the kids on the bench, from the superstar down to the kid that doesn't play that often. And each one made money. Each one of their collectibles sold, and each player got a majority of the revenue derived from the sale of that digital collectible. So that really validated what we were doing. And what's happened is this entire NIL industry has exploded around the country, and every school is saying, how can I make my kids happy and keep them here so they don't go into the transfer portal and be able to go to another school that will do that for them? So there are superstars, the quarterbacks of certain schools, the top athlete at a respective sport, men's and women's, that are eclipsing the seven-figure amount. But let's face it, not everyone's a superstar. Some of them are going to make $10,000, $50,000, $100,000. But it's much more than they ever thought they would make. So the industry, the total addressable market, it's kind of a moving target, but you're well into the billions of dollars. There's been a lot of studies and discussion that it's a $10 billion TAM. Some people tell you it's $15 billion in the next 5 or 6 years. So the answer is the industry is growing rapidly.
Well, tell us about the growth and the competition. You know, they always say the first one there usually does the best. Is there a lot of companies like yours out there? I don't know if they're private or publicly trading. Give us the growth basically what's going on in this industry. Is there hundreds, dozens?
There's dozens. I wouldn't say there's hundreds. It is, again, a brand new industry where, for example, agents, sports agents are now realizing that these 21-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids, 19, need representation. So they're addressing that market. But we went out there right after Connecticut, where we call it the Boneyard Huskies Club. We've established these clubs. We'll call them fan clubs. Or what we like to call, everyone in your audience knows there's FinTech, we're FanTech. And we are developing fan engagement relationship models around these different clubs. For the University of Florida, we have the Gatorverse. For Penn State, we have the Lions Club. For Connecticut, like I said, Boneyard Huskies. We have a small school in Virginia called Radford, which we have the Rowdy Reds Club, Maddie Baddies in Wisconsin. just to give you an idea, University of Wisconsin, just to give you an idea. And we have signed up many of the college student athletes across many of the sports of these different companies. So we were, in fact, in many cases, the first to develop a lot of these clubs around these schools. And as a result, they see that we're doing the right thing. We are giving the athlete a majority of the revenue that comes in off their collectible. And then, of course, there's opportunities to introduce sponsorship and advertising within these clubs, and a lot of that flows to the athlete as well. So we are really a tool for the athletes to use in order to get their name out, and then for large brands to, or even the local Ford dealership might want to go through the Gatorverse, University of Florida, and make sure that our student athletes are either paid for an appearance or maybe given the keys to drive for one of their Fords around for 6 months. So these are the kind of opportunities that we look for in this industry.
My understanding is you got in this space approximately about 2 years ago. What are the revenue streams and the growth plans of your company going forward?
Well, we actually were in the industry. We started Open Locker close to 2 years ago. It was started, but we as a public company acquired them in May of 22, so not quite a year since that acquisition. The revenue streams are as follows, and they seem to be growing every day. Again, we would sell your digital collectible. So if you're an athlete, let's say at University of Florida, we have the entire women's gymnastics team. We have signed them all, and we are selling their collectibles and for $50, $60, $70 each. And the student athlete, the gymnast in this case, is going to get a majority of that, and we keep a percentage of that as well. Another great revenue example is the same gymnast next week have a special gymnastics camp. Well, if you want your 5, 6, 10, 12-year-old daughter to attend the camp, you have to be a member of the Gatorverse. So you have to buy a membership into our club in order to get to the gymnast. That's another one. Another one is various boosters want to use our various clubs at different schools to be a conduit for where they're putting their booster dollars. So we have some management fees on top of that as well. And then there's sponsorship by people that say, hey, you have so many people, thousands of people on social media following you on a particular club. We want to address that rabid audience of fans, and how do we sponsor or advertise that? So that's yet another revenue stream. So those are some good examples.
Yeah, I was going to say, on my research, I was going over your company a couple nights ago, and you guys are introducing called Lockermania. What is that exactly?
So Lockermania, it's a great question to ask at the right time for any of your listeners out there that are following the NCAA tournament. One of the schools that we developed a club around, I didn't mention it when I listed it earlier, is Florida Atlantic University, which is the Florida Atlantic University Owls. We call the club the Prowlers Club, and we have put it out there that if Florida Atlantic University, which as of last night got a Sweet 16 berth and they play Thursday night against Tennessee, if they win that game and they get to the final eight teams, then we will reimburse your purchase of the collectible that you made. The student athlete still gets their split of the money, and you still keep the digital collectible. And for anyone out there who's a real sports fan and has heard of a guy named Mattress Mack in Houston, Texas.
Oh, I know him very well. Makes big bets.
Well, you place big bets. Well, we're sort of following the Mack model. That's Lockermania. So we hedged ourselves against that. So we don't lose. No one loses. Everyone wins. So we thought we'd create a little gamification around what we're doing, and we took a page out of Mattress Mack's model, and that's what Lockermania is. So the timing of your question couldn't be any better based on the big win last night by FAU, which is having a Cinderella season here in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm in Miami, but they're right up the road in Boca, so we're rooting for them.
Hey, Howard, I want to change gears here just for a second and talk about your balance sheet. A lot of these companies that come on my show, you know, Pink Sheets, QBs, QXs, you know, they have to raise money, so they got to dilute the company. Do you have any debt? How does the balance sheet look like? And where do you see the company in the next two or three quarters?
So we've been very fortunate. We've been raising money in a straight equity fashion. We have not taken any convertible notes. We have no debt. We're proud of the fact we have a clean balance sheet. Nothing wrong with debt, and maybe in the right time and place we would take it, but we're very cautious now with our position, our cash position. We're cautious about looking out for the best interest of shareholders, of course. So right now we have a clean balance sheet. We're continuing to raise capital. We've been successfully doing it truly through a friend network. At the moment, we don't have any bankers engaged. We've been able to do it from the management team's extensive experience in the industry and have been able to raise capital that way. So very proud of that fact and feel that we're going to be able to continue to do that.
As for my listeners, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. And everyone who's listening to the program should do their own due diligence, but I'm entitled to my own opinion. My opinion is you're getting on the ground floor of a great company. I believe that they're going to explode here in the next 4 to 6 quarters. You might want to take a look at them again. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. The company that we've been highlighting here today on Stock Day is Open Locker Holdings, Inc. My guest today has been Howard Ghostfriend. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular and come back on the show every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Everett, sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. And if any of your listeners have any questions, you just go to our website. You can reach out. Happy to speak with them. And yeah, like you said, OLKR. I appreciate your time taken here to interview me.
And that website is openlockersholdings.io.
Correct. Openlockerholdings.io is the holding public company website. If you wanted to look at what we're doing, putting out there to the customers who want to buy the products, openlocker.io.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so there's two actual websites. Each will take you to the other, but it's good to have them both if you're going to do some research.
Howard, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.